you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So what did you do this weekend? Watch a lot of football.
I swung a golf club relatively pain-free for the first time in about 6 weeks.
Oh, Saturday. Saturday was pretty nice.
Saturday was a great day.
I thought your neck was hurting again.
It still is.
Okay.
But it had subsided enough where I could actually play 18 holes of par 3 golf.
Oh, par 3. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That way, you just had a lot of pars. Par 3. Okay.
Yeah. Just, it was a par 3 course.
Right. Chip and putt. All right.
So you only had to take one big swing off the tee.
Okay.
Then it was chipping and putting.
All right. Cool. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Petey Mack will be here. His Broncos didn't play. They played last week, didn't they?
Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday night.
Your boys all won. I got a week off, and then next weekend off, too, until they don't play till next Monday night.
Arizona State got their ass kicked.
I saw that. Penn State beat Michigan. I was very happy about that. I had a big old Penn State boner there.
I thought fourth quarter of that game. That was actually a good game.
That was a great game, yeah.
I actually felt bad for that kid from Michigan.
You don't feel bad for anybody.
Sideline.
Oh, he dropped that pass.
Dropped the pass?
Yeah, I didn't feel bad for him at all.
No, I did.
I know what you mean. That's emotional.
I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Right in his hand, right?
I would have tied it.
Right?
Until I fell asleep on the couch at some point.
I had a few booze in me watching into that. I had some that peanut butter whiskey is. I've done so far with that since the stuff is so good. When I pour it on the rocks, I only have one.
Good thinking.
You could easily down another one of those. Sip, because it just tastes so damn good.
Man, your legs
not
stop
like
working.
Whiskey. Well, I only noticed that if I had to get up.
Because I've noticed if you have like
Two glasses of that?
Four
glasses or four shots? You can do four. Because a glass is probably two or three shots, you know. You pour it on rocks, maybe at least two shots, maybe three.
Okay, I maybe had four or five shots of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and the hangover the next day isn't that good.
No, it's not.
It takes a while to shake it.
It's not. No, I agree with you. That's why I don't have two. If I did two, I threw a couple beers on top of it.
Yeah,
you have to
know
do that
by now. Right. That, you know, you drink some kind of sweet stuff, the hangover isn't going to be good.
Yeah, that's true. There's something in that whiskey that's not just straight whiskey.
No, there's something that makes it taste like.
You know,
I find out
the hangovers are just mainly because of the alcohol.
Yeah,
because I don't drink flavored vodka, and vodka just kicks my ass for some hangovers.
So after the whiskey, you switch over to something lighter like vodka?
No, I don't go to vodka after that. If I'd make a decision, I got back from somewhere this weekend, and we got in the house probably about the beginning of the first quarter, maybe a minute into the first quarter, and I was just craving that whiskey the whole drive home. I was about 3 hours away, and I had the whiskey. Yeah, but I knew I was going to do. I was on the way home. This is a true alcoholic. I went to visit a college with my daughter. We'll talk about that later on. And we were the whole way home, 3 hours to drive. I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to drink tonight? what am I going to pour to watch the Penn State game?
Yeah, that might be a red flag.
Was it going to be vodka or was it going to be whiskey? And it was whiskey. I chose the whiskey. So. It's not a red flag at all, man. People just, I just wanted to know what I was going to think. What am I going to imbibe in tonight?
You went to a dry state.
No, I didn't.
No? Oh, you didn't?
I was driving. I can't drink.
Oh, that's,
dumbass. I don't drink and drive.
I just thought when you were not.
I park and drink, that's for sure.
When you're in a dry state, you just.
It was far from a dry state.
You crave what you can't have.
South Dakota's not a dry state.
No.
Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mag will be here. You're both your teams won. Your NFL teams won. I saw that. Cleet did that game in Washington, right?
Yeah.
The rainstorm. Yeah.
Oh, it was pouring.
I had it on a little bit, but I forgot it was his game. You know?
Yeah, I texted him afterward. He said it was absolutely as miserable as it looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
fun to play in.
I saw a video of guys using the field as a slip and slide.
Oh, yeah. All
just
over
mud.
The place.
They don't get to play that kind of game anymore
because
there's so much turf. And even though these kids, most of these kids, I mean, I know for my son, even at his level, he played on like one grass field this year. I mean, these high school kids are all playing on turf.
It's all field turf.
And then when they get to college, they're all playing on turf. So they don't get to play in mud anymore, you know? Sometimes the pros now are having some grass fields, so.
I don't know what your
Steelers got the grass field.
Laundry looks like, but I remember when Zane was playing on that field turf stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All his clothes, anything he practiced in, those little rubber pellets.
Little rubber pellets everywhere.
All over the place.
They're everywhere, right.
That's where those guys were, the tape on the back of their arms.
You know, so it's because it slides and hurts your arms. Yeah,
it's not. It's not so much for rug burn. It's so that crap doesn't stick to you. Because if you get sweaty, those little pellets. Adhere to you.
Nope, I zoned out. What's tonight? Who's playing tonight?
Tonight's the Jets and the Patriots.
Oh God, that's not watchable.
Yeah,
that's not watchable.
Well, unless the Jets happen to be up. Then it's watchable.
If they're winning for a little bit, then they end up losing anyway.
Yeah, probably,
those
yeah.
damn games.
I hate watching the Patriots win.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't watch that either.
And I hate watching Aaron Rodgers have another near-perfect passing rating.
I know, that was a perfect passer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the Raiders are bad, man.
I don't get that.
The Raiders are bad. I watched the Raiders at the beginning of that. Carr was overthrowing like a ton of guys. And he did that Todd rule thing, too.
Yeah.
Don't reach out and drop the ball, you dumbass.
But sports stats. All right. What's a perfect batting average?
I don't know. It'd be 1,000.
1,000.
Baseball, yeah. Okay. What's a perfect slugging percentage?
It'd be 1,000, probably. Yeah.
It'd be 4,000.
4,000.
You'd get a home run every at bat.
Oh, the quarterback. The experts don't even know the quarterback rating.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it either. The perfect quarterback rating would mean you would complete 100% of
your passes
and all of them would be for touchdowns. Well, that would be perfect.
I can see that. Yeah. Or at least all completes, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't get it either.
I don't get how you can miss a few.
Nobody pays attention to that, except for maybe their agents when they want to get a raise or something like that.
No, because Kirk Cousins had...
He had a good game, too. You know?
Well, he had the three games in a row with
over 300 yards
passing and such and such a passer rating. Mm-hmm. And I just don't get that passer rating thing. Never have.
Quarterbacks don't understand.
They don't even get it.
No, I've heard some sound from Rodgers after the game. He went, I have no idea how they calculate that, but that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, baseball has all kinds of weird stats, but there's actually a formula that they use.
Yeah, the stats.
That even a simpleton can say, I could do that math, but the quarterback rating.
More of an individual game, baseball, that's why the stats actually matter, I think, more, you know.
Well, it's slower, too,
you got time to write them down.
Yeah, they got time to analyze. They got time to overanalyze,
Analyze them, exactly. Was there any good game day signs? I didn't get a chance to see much game day. I only saw like 5 minutes of it.
I didn't see any of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I do recall one that was, it was Urban Meyer holding up the championship trophy and like Saban holding up the championship trophy and then Harbaugh with his shirt off. Holding up the football, he was out playing. You know, there's that shot, it was winner, winner, chicken dinner. they do anything to show that shot of Harbaugh with his shirt off.
Yeah, Harbaugh sucks. That's great. Michigan's probably gonna fire his ass.
That'd be funny. He'll be back in the NFL.
Year. It's funny how you can be like a hero coming back to your college and maybe not do what everybody wants you to do and then get fired.
Right.
You don't think it ever happens.
Not meet the expectations.
You don't think that ever happens,
especially if those expectations are really high.
Really high, like they are in Michigan. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder if that could happen someplace else. I don't know.
I've never heard of a case.
No.
I'm sure it does.
Well, hometown heroes come back. Guys that kicked ass for that team. You know, Harbaugh played quarterback in Michigan. You know. He was a hero.
Well, at least he's got some NFL pedigree to fall back on.
He's got a gig.
He'll be back in the NFL.
He's got a gig anywhere he wants a gig. In the NFL, in a heartbeat.
He'll get
a head coaching job in the NFL.
Yeah, it'd be more tenuous if you had no NFL head coaching experience.
Now, some other college would hire him, too. They haven't fired him yet. All right. Craig Evans, Petey Mac, you and us. check on. Oh, Bill Macy died too. We missed that. That happened on Friday late after the show, right?
I think so, yeah.
Actor played on a series from the 1970s. Our dad used to tell us about called Maude. Yeah. Stop this bit this week. Please, let's stop this bit this week.
Apparently, that show was groundbreaking.
It's an excellent show. Yeah, I saw it in reruns. And you and us, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.